for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, November the 29th, 2003. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the speaker on this. Well, Lady Cheryl has ministered here many times. And she's an able minister and also a songbird. And we appreciate her and the help she gives us here at the campground. Mm-hmm. Blessing, Cheryl.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It means you to be up here. And see if Ronald wasn't so situated in his favorite seat, I'd have him come up here too. But these are the brothers and the men that God has called to carry on the place where we leave off and to understand the next move of God. So this is that generation that has no fear. This is that generation that has seen what we have not seen. We came to a point as baby boomers and as seniors and adults to a point of understanding life and an understanding spiritual warfare. And then there was a drop-off. We decided to become acclimated to society. And then we came back around to deliverance and back around to that thing after we found out that really there was nothing there. And these guys have been in places that some of us will never go. So I know that God is going to use them to take them into the spirit. And they're already there. They're already seeing and doing things. So I thank God for the priest of this house, for Glenn, honoring the young man to have him to pray. The look on his face was like, but yet he felt honored because he was called, because somebody recognized that he could at least pray for the offering. You know what I'm saying? Let alone probably cast out many demons, you know. I thank God for being here this morning, and I thank God that he is a God of understanding and a God of grace and mercy. I have battled, and I probably will continue to battle, as I shared with the ladies yesterday, as God is moving me from one level to another. There's always extreme warfare as you move from one point to the other. And I can feel that warfare, that desire to draw back. I was at home this morning, and the Lord was really ministering to me about me and ministering to me about many things. And I was not allowed to even leave the house until the time that I did, because there was something that he needed to drop in my spirit. There was something that he needed to talk with me about, and it borders on no fear. And walking in that God has called you to walk in, no matter what, no matter who. Because the only person that we have to fear is God himself. And that is a reverential fear. Not man, not what man can say, not whether or not man will pay you, not whether or not man will stop you to take your house, whether or not man will do anything at all to you. It's little or nothing to that that God holds in his hand for you when you are obedient to his word, or that will come upon you if you decide to be disobedient to that word. Today, when I walked in, I knew that it was God, because one of the song that we were saying is, in him we live and move and have our being. Yesterday, the women and I began to move into a place called the Matrix. And there was a question about understanding what the Matrix is. In Webster's Dictionary, it shared with us that the Matrix means the womb, a place where things are left to grow and multiply itself from within. It's like a womb. Some of you have been told to see the Matrix. Some of you have been told not to see it. Some of you have seen it and recognize there's some spiritual principles in it. But see, you can find a spiritual principle in the Little Mermaid if you just walk in the spirit. Because you see, God intends and really wants the people, his people, to live eternity with him. So he will reach them anyhow, any way, however it takes to reach them. So while you look at Little Mermaid and you see the Wicked Witch of the West, the big fat lady with all the octopus legs, that's mind control as far as I was concerned, and the biggest Jezebel in town. But somebody else looking at that may not understand the principles of warfare and understand, but they begin to see in that that it's not such a nice thing to covet after somebody else's gift. Do you believe God loves his people enough to even take a car tool and reach them? Because they ain't coming in here. You can forget it. They ain't coming in Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, and they're probably not going to First Baptist Church on Central Avenue in your hometown either. So in order to reach them, he's got to go where they are. He's got to cause somebody who is open-minded enough to write a story, write a film, write a cartoon, and just put it in right, you know, right in there between the mayonnaise and the bread, that little meat. Drop it right down in their spirit. It may take a little while, a little time for that thing to take hold. But when it takes hold and they get it, they got it. You praying? Be prayer warrior. Get him ready. See, when you know the office you walk in, you talk to pastors, preachers, young men, old women, young women, children, because you know what God called you to. We have all these little lines that we draw for each other, you know, you can't pray for somebody because you're a woman. That's true. But if God give you a revelation, you get a man and go over there and say, come on, we have to pray for him because God said it. I guess you say, where is this going? To the matrix. In him we live and move and have our being. Everything begins in him. So if you are in him, where are you? You are in the womb of God. The womb. The place where you are nurtured. The place where you are anointed by the Holy Ghost as the seed of God. Made in his image. Let's go over here then if you ain't getting it. When a baby is born, the mother and the father have a seed and the child is born, it looks like the mother and the daddy. Got the daddy's ears, the mama's nose, the daddy's hair, the father's build. Did not God say the same thing about us? Did he not say that we were made in his image? So it seems like to me that somewhere along the line, there was a womb that we came out of. And for many of us, we are still in the womb of God. We are still being nurtured by him because we are not yet ready to be birthed forth into the ministry that God has for us. And in the womb, there are many seeds. And as you begin to grow and the seeds are within you, you yourself will have to go forth and birth and discipline and disciple others because it will be your responsibility to become the next matrix for the next generation. Am I making sense? Are you following what I'm saying? That is the matrix of God. His womb, being in him, moving and living in him, and have our being in him, and everything comes from him. Our life, we are sustained by him. There is nothing that we should be doing that is not coming from out of the womb where the nourishment of God is. Whether you are playing an instrument, whether you are singing a song, whether you are praying, whether you are teaching, whether you are prophesying, whether you are pastoring, whether you are an administrator in the church, you live and move and have your being in God. And when you do that, the fruit of the Spirit should be in your life. I don't care if you're working on Excel 201. The Spirit of the living God should be moving in you in Excel. Microsoft. Office. Office personnel, from the front to the back, you are in the matrix of God, and you should be having the fruit of the Spirit. If you are an usher, you need to be the first one with the fruit of the Spirit. Because you're the first person people see when they come in the door. We are all armor bearers one to another. That was God's plan for the institution of the church, for the matrix. The church is a big matrix. People are being born into the church on a daily basis. What are we feeding them? Are we in him moving and have our being? And therefore, when we touch somebody, that they are receiving the Spirit of the living God, they're receiving love and wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the things of God. That if
we've got a problem at home. They are so sensitive. They don't keep pushing for their own desire to have a certain thing happen. They stop and stand still and say, wait a minute. Did you say? And they begin to pray for you in that thing because it is as important for what is going on in your life as it is for what's going on in their life. Because we are in the same matrix. And our Father is the same. And our Mother is like the Holy Ghost, making us sensitive one to another and the need. If somebody has a need and comes to me, boy, I tell you, I don't have much. But I begin to think, what can I do? What do I have to help them out of whatever it is that they're in? And I can't help but feel that way because I am in the matrix of God. And God Himself wants to help when we allow Him. How can any one of us go down and the other sit and go, oops? Well, they were just sitting in church with me last week. I didn't even know they were thinking about suicide. Where were you? What? Wait a minute. In Him we live and move and have our being and the Holy Ghost. And God knew they were contemplating suicide. Where were you? Were you hooked into the matrix? Were you hooked in to the Spirit of the living God? Sensitive enough to know something is wrong with that person sitting next to me. Oh, Holy God. Let me pray for you. Let me talk to you. What's going on in your life? Don't miss it. Do not miss it. In the matrix of God is the answer. In the matrix of God is every sensitivity, everything you need to know what's going on around you. That was why the guy in the matrix was able, when he finally realized who he was like, woo, when the bullets came by. He missed the bullet. You almost have to see the movie to understand where I'm coming from. Because he was so in tune to what? The matrix. The womb that he was in. And our womb is the womb of God. And when you are sensitive to the womb of God, when you are sensitive to the flow of the Spirit, nobody can get past you. A demon, a pet demon. We, out of the matrix, must learn to walk softly and carry the big stick of the Holy Ghost. Listening. Understanding that we are lively stones. I have given this example before. The Bible did not say that we were bricks. Did it not? It said what? We were lively. Did you see the stone wall out there surrounding this facility? Did you notice all the stones are different? Now, when you see a brick house or a brick wall, what do you notice? All the bricks are the same. But God did not call us to be bricks. He called us to be lively stones. So as a lively stone, Chris ain't supposed to look like you. He's not supposed to look like Ronald. He's not supposed to. He's supposed to be Chris. And there's a place in the wall of lively stones for Chris. Because Chris gonna minister to people you can't get to. You look too conservative, brother. You look like a banker. Maybe looking like you like what? Chris can get in. There's a place for Chris. There's a place for all of us. There's a place that Ronald can go. There's a place where every one of you can go that no one else can go. Because why? You are in a wall of lively stones that is in the matrix of God. The womb of God. Oh, some of y'all Baptists. Hey, some of y'all Baptists like I used to be. Let's move on over to Galatians. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go. Oh, let's go to Galatians. Fifth chapter. You know, that's a good one. If you don't know another chapter in Galatians, you know Galatians bad. Or Galatians 3 and 1. Who hath bewitched thee? Woo! Are you there? Say amen. Let's go to the 13th verse. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Why don't I read it in the Amplified? For you, brethren, were indeed called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh and an opportunity or excuse for selfishness, but through love, you should serve one another. For the whole law concerning human relationship is compiled with one precept. You shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. But if you bite and devour one another in partisan strife, be careful that you and your whole fellowship are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh of the human nature without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with one another. So that you are not free, but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. So if you are in the matrix of God, then you are not walking in the Spirit. You are what? Free. Is that what it says? Oh, y'all got to act like y'all color people. Come back to me. Is that what it says? Oh, hallelujah. I thought that's what it says. Thank you. But if you are guided or led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. The law of being in one little place, not being able to see beyond your own immediate needs. That law. Not the one that says you're supposed to go 55 and you go 75 because you got the angels with you. The angels leave you at 55. We must be obedient to the law. Amen? Amen. Now the doings or the practices of the flesh are clear and obvious. They are immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill-tempered, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirit, factions, sex with peculiar opinions, heresy, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within the matrix accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong to Christ Jesus the Messiah have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature with its passions and appetites and desires, and have moved into the matrix where they live and move and have their being in God. If we live by the Holy Spirit, so let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, in the matrix, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. Let us not become vainglorious and self-conceited, competitive, and challenging, and provoking, and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. Because you see, that's not in the matrix. So what is it? We're going to live and move and have our being in Him, in the matrix or the womb of God. So don't be in a hurry for ministry. Don't be in a hurry for husband. Don't be in a hurry for wife. Don't be in a hurry for anything. Because you see, in the matrix of God, everything moves by the timing of God. And in the natural order of things, even when a woman is about to give birth, when things are natural and in order, that child will come in 9 months with no help from us. The sun will rise and set with no help from us. We will birth forth that God has put in us. With absolutely no help from any man. You will find yourself at home alone, by yourself, in the presence of God, and all of a sudden go into a birthing position. and find that you did not need a birthing mother. Find that you did not need anybody to help you birth this thing. Why? Because the first person, the first breath to be breathed by this thing or by you or by your ministry when it is birthed forth is its Father. And He will blow into it the breath of life. That is the ministry you want. That is the husband you want. That is the wife that you want. That is the song that you want. That is the place that you want to be. Where God blows on it. The first one to blow on anything that you have been given by Him out of the matrix. Born in time and in season that no man can take any part of it. No man will get the glory from it. Because it belongs to God. So don't manipulate it. Don't try to control it. Because if you do, there is an etiquette to things. The way you ask somebody to do something for you. If you are tied into the matrix, you know how to ask. You know how to receive. You know how to give. You know how to hold back. Not out of your flesh, but out of the matrix and the spirit of the living God. And there are people who are coming into our churches that ain't been churched. They don't know churchinese language. So we better get ready, get a revelation, and get an understanding about how to talk to people on the level where they are. And guess what? I think someplace, for those of you that need scripture, because I don't always remember the place, but I can tell you it says, he who insults his wife, where is it? By the scales. He who insults his wife. So when you are wise, that means you have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And if you have the mind of Christ and the heart of God, then you are within the matrix and you are tied into Him. And if you are tied into Him, He will tell you how to speak to that person that you have just come in front of that needs a word from God, but on a level that they can understand. In somebody read Galatians 5:13. You got it? Just read it. Come on. That is your ministry. That is your ministry. The word minister means to serve. That's our ministry. To serve one another in love and in kindness. Not to be used of one another. Not to take advantage of one another. Of the gift, of the calling, finances, anything. But to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's very easy when you're in the matrix. And I tell you another thing about the matrix. When you begin to operate outside of the matrix, bitterness and gall will begin to come up in your spirit. And the conviction of the Holy Ghost will constantly say to you, don't do that. Don't do that like that. But you have to want to hear. And one of the things that I'm beginning to realize more and more is the ignorance within the body of Christ. There is great ignorance in the body of Christ. We are educated in the Word of God, but we are not educated in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and out of the matrix of God. So we manipulate and control things within the body of Christ that we need to leave alone. Because God is coming soon, and He's starting at the front to the back. Watch yourself. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watch what you say and how you do things. Time out for play. People dying and going to hell, and you're manipulating people to get what you want. Building big churches and big houses. You don't need a big church. What you need is a big heart. You need to be a part of the matrix. And ain't nothing wrong with big churches. And ain't nothing wrong with having money. I believe all that's in the matrix of God. But it's how you get it. It's how you manipulate people to make sure that you got yours. Be ye very careful. And for those of you who are coming up behind me, y'all know just what I'm talking about. Because you've seen it. Be very careful. Because this is neither the time nor the hour to play with God. Winking time is over. It's birthing time. And people are getting ready to be birthed out of the matrix. And there are people have been in that matrix on the back burner for a very long time. And when he gets ready to burst them out, you're going to be as he's saying, well, who are you from? What church you from? Who your pastor? I don't know you, but you better get hooked up to the matrix and find out, because they ain't going to be coming from a traditional church. They ain't going to be coming from people you know. They're going to be coming out of the matrix of God, coming from the back hills of hell, coming from witchcraft, coming from everything that you have not seen. But God has done a work in them, and they will prophesy, and it will be signs and wonders that will follow. So you better know that you know that you know that you are hooked into the matrix, and that you can discern what God is doing in this last move, or you will miss it. Wonder why I was late this morning. Jesus. It ain't easy. Don't ask for it if you don't want it. Be willing to pay the price. Hallelujah. In him we live and move and have our being, in him, in the matrix of God. Now, John 15 and 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So, in case you still don't understand the matrix, if somebody asks you what the matrix is, tell them to go to John 15 and 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So, if you abide in me, and I abide in you, sounds like a womb situation to me. Sounds like a matrix situation to me. He is the vine. The vine is the womb from which the branches come. Oh, ain't nobody getting this. This is so deep and so utterly profound to me that he cares enough about us to take us. What did the man say to him? Thank you. What did the man say to Jesus when he said, you must be born again? He said, but how can I as an old man enter again into my mother's womb? All this time I was like, you know, I was thinking about that too. Then all of a sudden it got real easy. It's by the Spirit that you enter into the womb of God when you accept him as your personal Savior. And at that point you become a part of the vine. And as you are ready, he will birth you out as a branch. Ah! Glory! Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Did y'all get it? You know how special you are now? You are in the womb of God. There is no other God. There is nothing else on this earth. The rocks will cry out and praise him if you do not, because even they know they were created by him. I will not let a rock praise him. I will praise him for myself. Because I know where he brought me from. I know I was double-minded. I know that I was in sin. I know that I was hanging out on Belmont Avenue with witches and warlocks. Had one for a boyfriend and didn't know it, because why, I wasn't in the womb. And he working stuff on me. I shouldn't be here today. So I'm about mad crazy woman every time I get up and say something about God. And everybody want to know, oh, you know, she's a little dramatic. You would be dramatic if you had seen what I see. If you knew what I knew. If you had been where I was when God picked me up. And the warlock standing outside of the door talking about, let me in. I'm like, oh! All of a sudden, in the middle of something, God shook me. And 17 years had passed in my life. And I was like, what happened? Where had been in the matrix praying for me. Some grandmother, some great-grandmother had been praying for me. And I came from that matrix and I stood and I said, but how can I be born again? How can I get back to that place where I was a child and I sang songs in my heart to God? So I know the matrix. And not because I was so smart. When I left church, I left saying, oh, I just want to see what it's like on the other side. Shoot, all them kids is having fun. They rocking. Were it not for the grace and mercies of God, I would not be here. Almost anybody on the street know better to drink alcohol and take a downer. But when you've been in church all your life, people give you anything and you take it. Those two things are contradictory. Alcohol takes you down, and the upper take you up. Your whole body. But you having fun. I was out of the matrix. So when I am passionate because I have a vision of God's people being free, I have a purpose that God has set for me to build bridges between black folks and white folks and mothers and fathers and little folks and big folks, because that's what God has told me to do. So it's always going to come up. So don't invite me to your church if you don't want to hear. Because there is a vision, a purpose, and I have passion for it. We need to recognize whose we are and that God is in love with all of us, and there is a place in the body of Christ for every one of us, the old and the young alike. The old have to keep moving, and we have to undergird them, and we have to share with them on a language that they'll understand what's happening in this new move if they just kind of not getting it. You don't just toss them off. Are you crazy? Them your advisors. They know the move of the devil. They've been around a while. Huh. They've been around a while. You better keep them around as long as you can. Because, see, they're going to be praying when you just all of a sudden get sleepy. Or just all of a sudden you won't hang out with your friends because you just made a wrong decision. They be at home, can't sleep, 3 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden go into a shot car. And that car that you was in that's getting ready to get stopped by the police, and everybody got drugs except you because you got your Bible, and just in that one moment you didn't have sense enough to know where you were. About to lose everything. Somebody sitting at home, oh, can't sleep, praying for you. All of a sudden you say, wait a minute, just stop the car. I just stop the car. And you get out. And the next two blocks, they gone to jail. The matrix and the womb of God is where you want to be. They're one in the same. You want to be in Him. You want to abide in Him. You want Him to tell you where to go, left or right. You want to be able to hear His voice so clearly that when the enemy is coming from the left and the Holy Spirit says, stop and smell this flower, and everybody looking at you, you stop and smell the flower, and the wile of the enemy just goes past you like that in slow motion, and you look up and see it as you're going down to smell the flower. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? You are our deliverer. You are Emmanuel. You are Christ the Lord. We say hallelujah to you, O God, and praise your holy name. Father, I have been obedient and I have done what you have said to do. Now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every demonic activity in the people's lives. And we break it and bind it in Jesus' name. We say that within the matrix and the womb of your being, God, let their minds be clear and activated to those things that are hindering them, that are causing them, oh God, to not to be able to reach their destiny in you. I pray, Father God, that you will cover them in the blood of Jesus. I pray that their hearts will be open to receive all that has been said here today. I seal that word, that it become a word of deliverance, God, from down within their very soul. I pray that their spirit man has been energized by the word, because deep calleth unto deep. And that, God, that their souls would soon begin to walk under the commandment of their Holy Spirit, God. That those things that are in their emotions that cause them to waver, God, would be bound and cast down, and they would begin to hear no other voice but yours, because you said that in your word, God, that we are your sheep and no other voice. We know your voice and none other shall we follow, God. That we don't believe just some of the word, God. That we believe all of the word that you have given to us. All of the word, not just some of the word. And you have said that we're beautifully and wonderfully made, and that we are made in your image, God. You have said that when two or three of us come together in your name, God, that you will be in the midst, and we thank you for your presence here today. We ask you, Lord, to just bless every home and every household that is represented here. Dear God, everybody that's saved, unsaved, that's lost, that's backslid. Father God, let the anointing of God touch confused minds, God, and bring them in line with your word. Let your word, which says that you, God, have not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind, everything shall line up with that. Let us remember that you in your word have said, seek ye first your kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and we give you glory. We ask you to bless this house, God, with wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. Bless those, Father God, in the kitchen. Bless those that clean the rooms. Bless those that are on the ground to have a deeper relationship with you, O God. Bless the food, Father God, in the hands that have prepared it. Let it be nourishment unto our bodies, O God. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. And all of God's people said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.